two people who set out on the 7th of August on a 2,000-mile walk. Now, guys, let me explain this. They're going to be covering the coastline of Ireland. I never knew Ireland was that big. But these two people, they set out from Inverness in Scotland, and they just happened to be passing through the lovely town of Youghal today on their journey, which is a run, a walk, whatever way they get there. They're hoping to make it back to Dublin by Christmas. I certainly hope they do too. But they're in the studio with me now, and it's Simon and Rachel, and to both of you, you're very welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dara.
Now, I'm going to start with you, Rachel, because you were mentioning to me that your dad comes from Northern Ireland.
That's right.
But you're on this walk. You've been doing it now for the last 2.5 weeks. It's a walk, it's a run, it's whatever. Firstly, what's it all about? What are you doing it for?
Well, for me, this is actually the second run that Simon's done. So he's actually run England, Wales, Scotland already, 5,000 miles for Ecologia Youth Trust. And Ecologia is a charity that I used to work for. And Simon started his first run the first week I started working for Ecologia. And I was asked to follow his run and help him get, you know, publicity and so on. And throughout his 15 months on the road, I started to think I would love to do something similar myself. And when he said he was wanting to go around Ireland, that immediately attracted my attention, because my dad's from Northern Ireland and we used to come over every year. I know the coast's beautiful up there, but I've never been down south. So this is a big adventure for me.
And so far, you've discovered the south. You know, we're pretty okay down here.
Absolutely. It's absolutely the most beautiful coastline you can imagine. I've been enjoying the seals, singing to the seals
there's
in the morning.
There was a seal following Rachel, I was convinced, from Dublin down to the name of the point on the corner. Just south of Rosslare.
A forgotten...
Kylemore Quay.
No, the very corner, the very southwest corner.
Carnsore Point.
Yeah.
And then he's disappeared, but hopefully he'll come back.
The seal
that's been followed.
Well, when you get down as far as Dingle, you'll meet Fungi, the dolphin.
Right.
Yes.
But Simon, talk to me a little bit about this charity, this trust, and the kind of people that you're trying to help.
Yeah, so having decided to run for Ecologia, because they're local to me, they're around the corner, and they work with kids, and I don't have kids, but my heart bleeds for kids who are impoverished, who have lost their parents, who are orphaned, who are stuck in state orphanages, who just need a helping hand in life. So it was a no-brainer, really, to make as much money as I could from what I did around Britain for them. And now we're doing it around Ireland. We kind of thought, well, shall we try and find an Irish charity to work for? But Ecologia are local. Rachel used to work for them. They really support us well. So I'm just very, very happy to help the kids in Kenya, in Uganda, in Russia, who all in some way are supported, have lost their parents in most cases, or their parents can't look after them. So in some ways, they're all supported in community, as well as by close parents. Those parents often live in a community of foster parents in some way. So it's good work, and we're having lots of fun meeting lots of Irish people who, on the whole, just instinctively help us. Whether they've invited us in for showers, whether they give us coffee, whether they give us food, whether they've put us up for the night. You know, it's actually a little easier than it is in Britain. You'll be very pleased to know.
Yeah, I'm actually delighted to hear that. And I know that one of our own, Mary Nolan Hickey, did a similar sort of an adventure in support of the RNLI, the Royal National Lifeboat Institute.
So we met Mary in Arklow because we knew about Mary before we started. And so when we were there, it's great. The hotel put us up for a couple of nights, which was fantastic of them.
The Arklow Bay.
The Arklow Bay. And then we met Mary the morning that we left, and we spent a bit of time with her. And
lovely lady.
Mary's great. Yeah. She's steady and and she gave us lots of support as well.
And a lot of tips on how to do it.
Well, in a way, what's very different, so Mary had a lot of support with her, which we don't have. Mary is a road runner, and we're not. We spend most of our time off the road, on the beaches, on the rocks. We spent the whole morning today from Whiting Bay just clambering around on the rocks, and it was fabulous. And we camp out every night. So we carry sleeping bags and bivy bags, and probably 5 nights a week we are camping out somewhere. And then somebody ends up putting us up and giving us a shower. But I think we've been camping the last 3 nights, so we're a bit smelly.
Well, you're
speak
fine.
For yourself.
You speak for yourself.
Speak
yeah.
for yourself.
But I mean, since you started out on August 7th, obviously you're going around the Irish coastline. So you're coming down the east coast.
Yeah.
You've come around past the Tusker area and Rosslare, and you've come around the Waterford coast. Mm-hmm. You're now into the Cork coastline.
Yeah. Yes.
What is the coastline like? You mentioned, Rachel, that there's been a seal following you.
Yeah.
what has the coastline been like for you? Is it easily accessible?
No, I have to say, actually. So coming from Scotland, where we have a right of access to walk more or less anywhere we like, even through Trump's golf course, for example.
That could be fun when you get to Doonbeg.
It will be.
Are you planning to be there around September time or November when he comes over?
I don't know.
We don't know when we're going to be anywhere.
No, it's quite noticeable, actually. I mean, there are parts of Ireland that do have coastal paths. So Wexford
was pretty good, particularly south of Wexford.
Yeah. The north part, a lot of it's been eroded away, unfortunately. But the south part, it was a wonderful coastal path there. And I know there's one in the North Antrim coast. But a lot of the land is private, and it's fenced off with electric fences, and it's really difficult for us to get access. And I think that's quite a shame.
So in doing this, you're actually sticking rigidly to the coastline. You're staying away from roads.
We're trying to stay away from roads, but sometimes we just can't because it's dark and we can't get through fences it's just too difficult. So then we come into a road and we run along the road for a bit. So we're not rigid. We're very flexible.
A lot of the Irish coast has a road inland from the immediate coast, and then there are little, which most people will know, there are little back roads that go around to sweet little bays.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a lot of the coast, whereas Rachel and I have been going along between those little roads that go down to bays. And I mean, this morning the rocks are just beautiful. The rocks of Wexlow are just fantastic. The colours, the patterns, the
erosion. We'd been to the geopark along the Copper Coast, so we'd sort of learned a little bit more about what the different colours mean in terms of what type of rock they are. And I feel like I'm walking through a sort of historical park in a way, with the rocks, but also with the Norman history in Wexford, and the people we meet are very knowledgeable about their local areas.
There is a lot of history attached to our coastlines, and particularly now you're into the Cork coastline. You'll go out through Yall Bay to Redbarn, and that will take you around over towards the estuary of Garryvaux and into Ballycotton.
Right.
And from there, you're entering a very historical part.
Right.
Because from Ballycotton, right around the coastline to Roches Point, which is at the mouth of Cork Harbour.
Right.
Now, getting from one side of the harbour to the next,
that's
going to be interesting. you're probably going to have to head in the coastline towards Whitegate and Middleton, around to the Great Island of Cove, which is an island. But you can take a ferry, it's a crossover ferry, and head out towards Crosshaven. But back in penal times, but particularly during the British occupation of Cove and Cork Harbour, you're going to encounter an awful lot of history there.
Yeah.
That'll be a learning curve as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just love this. I studied history at university, but I've never known much about Irish history. So this is just a real eye-opener for me. And just to do it at this pace, allows it to seep in more, I think, to be running on foot or making the coast on foot. Just gives you that much longer to just let it all seep in and to make the connections between place names and what we're seeing.
And, of course, the further you head around, you'll eventually head up at the old head of Kinsale.
Yes.
And I was interviewing somebody recently about the unveiling of a lifeboat, Davit,
right,
that came off the Lusitania, sank.
Yes.
It was taken out by a German submarine.
Just reading that there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a very interesting journey. Are you recording this? Are you taking notes? Or are you going to put together memoirs of this whole journey?
So, on the journey around Britain, I wrote a whole Facebook diary. And my diary is at day 8, but we're actually on day 29, I think. And also Rachel showed me this wonderful thing on my phone the other day where I can talk into my phone and it will record everything in text. So I've now got
Did you not know that?
I didn't know. I didn't know until about five
it's
days ago.
It's a bit old school.
I'm very old school.
You had to come to Ireland to discover that.
I did. So I've got a lot of notes and I've got a feeling that the book of the journey around the British coast and the Irish coast will probably happen after this. It's fantastic for me as English, given that my education about Irish history was so, from an English point of view, to come to a place that freed itself to a large extent from the English yoke. It's fantastic because we just have been bombarded with a pro-English view of everything.
And it's interesting, of course, Simon, I know I digress ever so slightly. We're talking about Brexit at the moment.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you're seeing the beauties that Ireland have, and particularly when you go up the northern coastline. Mm. And I presume you're planning to walk right around the county north, the Ireland north and south.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you're going to see that there's not a whole lot in the difference, except for politics here and there.
Yes.
It's still the same land.
Yeah. Actually, we had a lovely woman in Waterford, Elaine, who was down from the Kilrain on business, and we were in a hotel doing Wi-Fi, typing up notes and stuff, and she treated us to dinner, and she sent me a text at the end of the day. I'd said thank you, and she just said, you know, we're all the same, we're all just kind people, north and south, and I think that's really true, and I think that's what we're going to be finding out more of.
Just touching on Rachel's dad, just before we started from Dublin, we were in near Belfast for Rachel's dad's 70th birthday.
Yeah.
And there was this clan of Winters that was nearly 50 people. And for somebody who lives on the edge of his family, you know, this was a real, real mind shock.
Yeah.
And but Rachel's dad hardly ever came to the south. And he's coming to join us on Monday. Wherever we are, and he's going to come and run with us for a couple of days. And for him, it's this fantastic opportunity to come down to the Republic.
Yeah.
He just said he grew up with a mindset that he just didn't go there.
That it was just far away. Psychologically.
So,
look, I think we're all guilty of that, you know.
Yes.
Some of us down the south, we might be a bit nervous about going north,
yeah,
but you know what? We're all the same people.
Absolutely.
It's the same land. What I want to know, can people follow your journey online?
Yes.
Yes.
So the charity, Ecologia, is ecologia.org.uk. So on that website, it explains what we're doing. People can donate to the charity, which would be fantastic. And there's also a map. And on my mobile phone, I send little beacons. I've sent one already from Yule. And the little beacon shows up every 2 or 3 hours after I've sent it. And so you can actually see, this plotted journey around the coast. And also on Facebook, Remember Simon, I send little videos and notes and stories. And please look out for us. These two scallywags with rucksacks on their backs with signs saying Run Around Ireland in green. Please, if you see us,
come
wave,
and say hello.
come and say hello, give us some coffee, offer us a shower, offer us a bed, you know, all these things.
All donations gratefully received.
All everything. Because we all we have is what we have in our rucksack. Yeah. We have one set of clothes largely, very, very little. And it's a fantastic exercise in living with very, very little. I mean, Mary Nolan Hickey, to quote Mary, I said to her, how did you change? And she said, well, after that run, she's far less materialistic, which when I got back from the run around Britain, I just spent the next 2 months throwing half the things I have away.
In and of itself is a learning experience.
Yeah,
it is.
Now, you do have a GoFundMe page.
Yes.
Yep. GoFundMe.com/2-hearts-4-feet-run-around-Ireland. Just type all that in. There is a GoFundMe page there. Yeah. And once again, it's Ecologia. ecologia.org.uk.
That's it.
And you'll find out all you need to find out about Simon and Rachel on their journey right around the coastline of Ireland. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure that you dropped in. You'll always expect the unexpected, but look, I wish you well in your journey. Hopefully you'll make it home for Christmas. And if you happen to be in Doonbeg when Mr. Trump is there... Be kind.
Well, I don't know about that.
Thank you
so much, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thanks so much. Thanks.